Time for another La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Scott Lemke. Scott's in the studio with us, wearing his bright red La Caprile Valley shirt.
That's right. I got my merch on.
Well, if you're the superintendent, you should wear La Caprile Valley apparel.
That's right. That's right. Yep, I wear it proudly.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio and starting a busy time now with everything going on. Out of school.
Yep. You kind of get past the beginning, getting everything started up, and now we're already into homecoming season, as you and I were just discussing, and things are going fast.
Okay. Yep. You had a board meeting the other night?
We did. We had a board meeting yesterday, and the first item I was going to share is it is the month that we recognize school board members, and so school board recognition month in the month of September. So I just want to point out who our board members are and thank them. We have Corey Thorsland as our board chair. He's been there for 11 years serving on our school board. Scott Kahn is a school board clerk, 15 years of service. Danny Persicki is a board director on the board with 5 years of experience. Kent Olson, if you remember, was voted onto the board last fall and has now had a year with us. Shannon Banke, our vice chair, has had 7 years of experience. And Matt Carmody, our treasurer, with 4 years of experience. So according to my Eagle math, that's over 40 years of experience on our board serving our schools and our kids and on our staff. So
we're just 40. How many years?
Over 40.
40.
Total combined years. Yeah. So we're just very thankful to them. I get to work with them every day. They're a fantastic group, and they do a lot of things behind the scenes. They get a lot of phone calls from me, and they obviously work a lot with our public. And so we just want to thank them. It's a lot of work they do, and it's much appreciated.
That's right, and they put a lot of time into it, too, I would guess, huh?
Yes, they do. So, all right. Yeah, and then one of the things that was shared that I'm happy to share here as well is that it was shared at the previous board meeting that Brenda Dohmeyer, our business manager, had accepted a new position elsewhere, and we wish her the best of luck. Brenda has made many, many, many contributions to our school district in her time with us that we're thankful for. And we were happy to announce that we have entered into a shared services agreement with Minnewaska Area School District to share the services of their business manager, Drew Olsonowski, for this school year between now and June 30th as our interim business manager. And so I actually had the privilege of working with Drew when I was in Minnewaska. Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. He's very sharp, knows his way around school finance. And so we felt very fortunate to be able to have that connection and lock that up here for the remainder of the year.
That's good. So he's on till next June, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
He'll be on through June 30th as our interim.
Okay.
And then as we get into spring, then we'll have to start, you know, looking at the long-term solution to that, obviously. But Drew's already been in the office, and we've been really thankful for his time that he's going to be with us. So
good.
Yeah, and then we also had a lot of goals were shared yesterday. Our QComp team, which is basically QComp is a program where the teachers set goals, and those are shared with the state. And then the state provides some compensation as well for those things. And so those goals were shared, as well as our comprehensive achievement and civic readiness goals. So that is something that the state of Minnesota, during the 2024 legislative session, retitled what used to be called our world's best workforce. So some of our families may have heard that before, and now it just has a new name, the Comprehensive Achievement and Civic Readiness. And there's 5 goal areas that all districts have to create goals for. And so we try to align those goals with our strategic plan and with our QComp goals. And so the biggest one we talked about, and we talked at pretty good length yesterday, was they're working toward a 4% increase in our reading scores for next year. And then we talked at length about some of the things we're doing with that. Our staff have been working on what's called a multi-tier system of supports, which is basically, you know, going through our standards, state standards, and our curriculum to make sure things align, looking for holes, where do we need to supplement, and then planning timely interventions, both for kids that need more support and kids that need also an opportunity to excel a little bit.
Okay.
And so that was a great part of the conversation. And you can also watch the video if you'd like to see more about that. And then the last thing, obviously, it's homecoming week. And you and I were just talking about that. some events going on. There's a number of dress-up days that are going on currently. This week, we had coronation on Sunday of last week, but we will be having one thing to point out, and you and I were talking about this, a very tasty event, the Taste of Lack, will be happening on Friday from 5 to 7, so we encourage families to come on out and support us and be a part of that.
It's kind of a fundraiser, too, for the individual groups at Lac La Parole Valley, too. So
there's
a lot of food, plenty of food out there. I enjoy that. I don't like to eat that much before I broadcast, but I make an exception for that day.
Right, absolutely. Yep, it's a great event. We encourage families to come out, and you're right, it does all go to a good cause as well. And then, of course, we have the dance at 8 p.m. on Saturday night taking place for grades 9 through 12.
Okay. Yeah, good parade out there as well, and on Friday afternoon around the school. They moved that, I don't know, I think Superintendent Renee Tossenson moved it all out from, used to be a parade in Appleton and parade in Madison, and then Renee moved it all out. I love it. It's just, you got all the elementary students out there, and the whole school district's together in one place, and it's usually a nice day, and it's a lot of fun.
Yep, I got to experience my first one last year, and we had a lot of fun. And one thing I'll point out, just as a note to the fans, that in the past we've had kind of a mini parade during the game out on the track. Our new track is now installed, and we're very happy about that. But one of the downsides is you can't drive on the new surface, so we won't be doing that parade out there. But we'll have the other event as we usually do.
Okay, so. Good. I always got to ask you about the construction update. I haven't been in a new theater yet. How's everything going out there? I was out at the new tennis courts in the back of the school there.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, they look really sharp. And we haven't added any time here. We're going to be getting, there's actually windscreens that aren't up yet for those tennis courts that when they're up, actually we'll have our logos on them. Oh. It's going to be a real kind of hometown spirit look to everything as well. But yep, those look wonderful. They've started, the demolition has happened on the press box, which is something you'll appreciate when you do softball next year. Our plan is to have you a whole new set of digs to be in. And so, that is that hole has been dug, and then that construction is going to be going on this fall
for the softball
complex. Okay. And then the auditorium you asked about is looking really nice. In fact, a number of the board and I walked in there after the meeting yesterday to check it out, and it's coming along nicely. They've got the wood paneling up. There's going to be some backlighting behind the paneling that's going to give it a real ambiance, and I think fans are going to like it.
Good, we did that. You did that because of the technology. The theater. I mean, it hadn't been touched since the school was built.
Yeah, years we've kind of cobbled together things to keep it viable, but now it's going to be up to date and state of the art, and we'll be able to even broadcast things that play in there live. So families, if there are people that can't attend live, there'll be events that they can attend remotely.
All right. Wow, I can't wait to see the new press box of the softball field.
Yes.
With the concession stand and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to make it good for you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. Anything else on the board meeting?
I think those were the big ones.
Okay. All right. The summer went fast, didn't it?
We're in the fall already. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's. I've been here over a year now. It just seems like yesterday we were having our first conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's been a lot of fun. Great things are going on.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Lac La Parole Valley School Superintendent Scott Lemke, and that's another Lac La Parole Valley School update.